This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudal appoints new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces on recommendation of cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Swiss government to help bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudal calls for cooperation from all quarters to complete remaining tasks of remaining transitional justice and peace process. And Hamas political leader Ismail Haniya killed in Iran. Iran vows to avenge killing of leader Haniya. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudal has appointed new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. According to the Office of the President, Deepak Prasad Devkota has been appointed as the Chief of Bagmati Province, Krishna Bahadur Khartimagar as Chief of Lumbini Province and Yagiraj Joshi as Chief of Karnali Province. The government has recommended Lieutenant General Ashok Raj Sigdal for the position of Acting Chief of Army Staff. In a press briefing today about cabinet decisions held on Monday, Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung announced that the government has proposed Lieutenant General Sigdal's name to the President for the role of Acting Chief of Army Staff to be effective from the 9th of August. Communication Minister Gurung also disclosed that the Cabinet has instructed Nepal's resident ambassadors to China, Australia, Russia, South Africa and Sri Lanka to return to Nepal within 15 days. Additionally, the Cabinet has decided to recommend new ambassadorial appointments for 18 countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the Swiss government to help bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development and prosperity. During a meeting with Swiss Ambassador to Nepal, Daniel Muley, at Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli stressed that foreign aid would be catalyst for Nepal's development, expressing commitment that the government would carry out necessary reforms to increase foreign direct investment. The Prime Minister explained that there was enthusiastic participation of 50 countries in recently held Nepal Investment Summit. Prime Minister Oli expected increments of support from development partners as the country has set a goal of graduating to the developing country from least developed country by 2016 and to become a middle income country by 2030. On the occasion, the Swiss ambassador congratulated and extended best wishes to Prime Minister Oli for his successful tenure and assured of continuing collaboration and cooperation between the two countries. President Ramchandra Paudal has called for leading the country towards the path of prosperity through political stability, development and good governance. Addressing a program organized by Dr. Diliram Kalyani Regmi Library Development Committee at the Office of the President in Sital Niwas today, President Paudal said that our traditional experience, knowledge and skills should be utilized for the best interest of the country and people. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudal says everyone should move forward together to complete the remaining tasks of transitional justice and peace process. Speaking at a program organized by Informal Sector Service Centre, INSEC today, Deputy Prime Minister Paudal emphasized that everyone should move forward together to complete the rest of the transitional justice and peace process. Deputy Prime Minister Paudal made it clear that the government of Nepal is committed to the protection of human rights. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed the need for establishing Radio Nepal as the country's leading national broadcast medium. Speaking at a program to welcome him at Radio Nepal in Simhadarbha today, Communication Minister Gurung emphasized that Radio Nepal must adapt to evolving technologies and enhance its program to become the premier broadcasting organization in Nepal. As the government spokesperson, Minister Gurung affirmed the government's commitment to supporting Radio Nepal with relevant laws and policies to aid its development and improvement. He urged all relevant authorities, organizations, and officials to fulfill their roles effectively to ensure the dissemination of information to the public and to achieve financial stability. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, also pledged support for improving Radio Nepal's organizational, technological and managerial capabilities to boost its financial and commercial potential. Similarly, Radio Nepal's acting executive director, Khagendra Khatri, provided an overview of the organization's past and current status. He noted that Radio Nepal is in the process of transforming its broadcast content to align with public service broadcasting standards. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. The newly appointed Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, has assumed office today. Taking charges of her office, Secretary Arial directed all the staffers of the ministry to collaborate with each other and discharge their duties in the interest of the ministry. On the occasion, Joint Secretary of the Ministry, Baburam Bhandari, briefed Secretary Arial about various activities of the ministry. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chan Song has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. In the meeting held at the ministry in Simhadarwa today, Minister Bhandari expected earliest implementation of the principal agreement signed between Nepal and China to develop infrastructures at Korala of Mustang. Chinese envoy Song reaffirmed his commitment towards further expanding Nepal-China mutual relations, thereby creating a friendly environment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has said its political leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in an Israeli strike in Iran, where he had been attending the inauguration of the country's new president. According to the AFP news agency, the movement on Wednesday said leader Mujahid Islam Haniyeh, the head of the movement, died in a Zionist strike on his headquarters in Tehran after he participated in the inauguration of the new Iranian president. Haniyeh had traveled to Tehran to attend Tuesday's swearing-in ceremony of Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The Israeli army did not immediately respond to a request for comment on reports of Haniyeh's death. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the killing of Haniyeh was a cowardly act and urged Palestinians to remain united against Israel. Meanwhile, Iran vows to avenge the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an overnight airstrike in Tehran, according to Iranian media. The death toll in the landslide occurred in the Indian state of Kerala has risen to 151. According to the Al Jazeera, hundreds of rescue workers are searching through mud and debris from multiple landslides. Nearly 1,000 people have been rescued and 187 people are still missing after landslide caused by incessant monsoon rains. Police say more than a dozen bodies were found overnight. Over 300 rescuers worked to pull out people stuck under mud and debris, but their efforts were hampered by extremely heavy rainfall, blocked roads and unstable terrain. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of the country. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal appoints new province chiefs in Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces on recommendation of cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Swiss government to help bring in more foreign direct investment for Nepal's economic development. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Porwal calls for cooperation from all quarters to complete remaining tasks of transitional justice and peace process. And Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh killed in Iran. Iran vows to avenge killing of leader Haniyeh. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.